So just to end with one short raid bite, and that is, so we're getting into now the story of Purim. The daf began with Mordechai, Ish Yehudi Hoye B'Shushan Abira, Ushmai Mordechai Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. And the daf ended with Bixam Beseresh. But we all know the story, so we know where this is heading. Achar Advarim O'Ela, Gidal HaMelech, as Haman ben Hamdasa, and now Haman is going to become a knacker, and Haman is going to bribe the king, and because of some of the finagling that Haman is about to do, Haman is going to be given a tremendous amount of respect within the Medina that's Mehoidu Vad Kush, so much so, he's going to be treated literally like a deity, to the extent that it's going to be decreed that anyone that passes Haman is supposed to bow down to Haman. V'chol avdei ha-melech, ha-sheh b'shar ha-melech, k'irim u'mishtachav in lo-Haman, ki chen tziv aloi ha-melech. Because this is something, a right that he got as a result of the king. But there's going to be one person that's not going to bow down to Haman, and that's Mordechai. The Pasuk says, u'mordechai lo yichra, Mordechai is going to refuse to bow down. Haman's going to be very upset, and he's going to let out his anger, not just on Mordechai, but really on Mordechai and the entire Jewish. Again, these are the Gemaras that are coming now, but it's all me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseinyan, and that's the gzera, and eventually, even ha'pachul ha'yehudim, everything is going to play out. So again, v'chal avdei ha'melech ha'sheh b'shar ha'melech k'irim u'mishtachavim lo'haman ki chen tziv aloi ha'melech. However, there's one person, u'mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachav. Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. So here's the question. Was Mordechai right for refusing to bow down to Haman? Or was he not right? So Pasha, you're going to say, well, of course he was right. How can you bow down to Haman? How can you bow down to somebody? You're allowed to bow down to somebody? You bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah, k'irim u'mishtachavim. How can you let her bow down to someone that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The truth is, that's a mistake. Because you find in Tanakh, people used to bow down to other people. The Avraham Avinu bows down to the Bnei Ches. In Parshas Chayesara, Yaakov bows down to Esau. So you see clearly in Tanakh, Pesukim that every child is familiar with, that people are bowing down to other people. And the reason is because Hishtachavah was actually a form of kavod. Today, Shalom Aleichem, Afshakish, but Amol, there was an Indian of Hishtachavah. It's pretty dramatic, and maybe in some cultures it still happens. But to bow down to somebody, that was actually a hanhog of kavod. So in and of itself, to be koyrim mushtachav in lahamon doesn't necessarily mean that you're violating anything terrible. It certainly doesn't mean that it's avodah zara. Certainly doesn't mean that it's yaharig of al yaver. Certainly doesn't mean that you have to risk the security of the entire Jewish nation. So here's the question. The chala, asher b'shar ha-melech, k'irim mishtachav in lahamon. From a pure halachic perspective, who was right? Was it right? Was it okay to bow down to Haman or not? So if you look at Rashi and Megillus Esther, this is in Perigimel Pasuk Beis. The Chol Avdei Amelech Hashem B'Shar Amelech Koyer Mishtachvim LaHaman. Zok Tehilig Rashi She'Osa Atzma Yaloiha. Because Haman turned himself into an Avodah Zarah. So the reason people were bowing down to him was they were literally worshipping Avodah Zarah. Lefichach says Rashi U'Mordechai Lo Yichra V'Lo Yishtachav. It's precisely for that reason that Mordechai refused to bow down. It's because Mordechai obviously wasn't going to be Yovid Avodah Zarah. And even if it meant that he was going to get killed, doesn't matter. It's Yehorig Aval Yavar. And as a result, there was no way he can do it. If you look at Eben Ezra says it a little bit differently. V'Chol Avdei HaMelech Hashem B'Shar HaMelech K'irim U'Mishtachavim L'Haman. Says Eben Ezra, V'nochoin mashadarshu Rabbi Seinu Zechreinu Levracha, ki tzuras tzelem v'avoyda zara hayu begadav oyal mitznafta. That he had the tzura of a tzelem on his begadim, or on his mitznafes, and it's for that reason people were bowing down to him. But again, Eben Ezra is saying what Rashi is saying, is that the idea of being kerem u'mishtachav in lahaman was related to avoyda zara, and it's for that reason u'mardachai lo yichra v'lo yishtachav. We learned the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says, Shalu Talmidah Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Talmidah asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, what did the Jews of the generation of Purim deserve to be annihilated. There was a gzera lahashmidu laharik. What did they do so bad to deserve this gzera? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, "No, you want to make a suggestion?" They said, "Oh, because maybe because they had anav mesudas and shalais rasha." Yes, we spoke out to Chassan Sofer that having anav mesudas and shalais rasha wasn't just sinning in a moish of leitzim. It wasn't just the fact that there was divrei tiflus going on, but it was related to the fact that that was a suda, that was a celebration of the idea that the 70 years had come and gone. Daniel and Yirmiyahu's nevuah weren't really gonna play out, but Rav Shimon bar Yochai said it can't be, because if that's the case, it should have only affected the people in Shushan Abira. Why did it affect everybody? So they said, "Okay, Rabbi, so why don't you tell us?" So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, "Mnei she'ushtachvu l'tzelem." It's because they bowed down to the tzelem. Now Rashi says, what does it mean they bowed down to the tzelem? Two words, bimei nevuchanetzah. It's referring to the tzelem of nevuchanetzah. Freitim Rashah, he says, I don't understand. Why did Rav Shimon bar Yochai have to say that they bowed down to the tzelem? And Rashi says, what was the tzelem? It was the tzelem of nevuchanetzah. Say better, they bowed down to Haman. They bow down to the tzelem that Haman was wearing. Or Haman himself is an avodah zarah. So why are we talking about Nebuchadnezzar, which had happened decades earlier? Let's talk tachlis. This is current events. They bow down to Haman. And you see, Mordechai didn't bow down. And Zokta Marsha, take a look at Rashi in Megillas Esther, where Rashi says in Megillas Esther, Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachave. Why? Because she'os atzmei aliha. Ulefichach u Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachave. So you see, it was an avodah zarah. So you see, everybody was even avodah zarah. So the Marsha discusses this question, and in the final analysis, says the Marsha, the teretz is pashut. The teretz is, because if the reason of the gzera was, because the Yidden bowed down to Haman, who bowed down to Haman? V'chol avdei ha-melech, Asher b'shar ha-melech. It was only the people that were in Shushan. So again, it would have only affected the people in Shushan. Meaning, the Talmidim told Rav Shimon bar Yochai, maybe the reason the gzera happened was, mipnei shenenu misudas t'sholei sarasha. What was Rav Shimon bar Yochai's taina? Okay, and it should have only affected the people in Shushan. So what's Rav Shimon bar Yochai going to say? Oh, it's because they bowed down to the Tzelem. Which Tzelem? The Tzelem of Haman? Right there. It's the same kasha that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had in the Talmidim will now apply to him. It should have only affected the people in Shushan. So it says the Marsha. That's how Rashi knew it was b'mei nevuchanetzar, and that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai is not talking about what happened in Shushan. But here's the point. The point is Rashi and Esther and the Evan Ezra and Esther, and it's Mefurish in the Marsha, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, V'chalav di ha-melech ha-sheh b'sharam melech k'ayim m'shtach v'lo haman, that was avodah zarah. U'mordechai la-yichur v'lo yishtach, but why not? Because of the fact that it was avodah zarah. But the truth is, this is not so pasha. It's not pasha at all. That the avdei ha-melech ha-sheh b'sharam melech that were k'ayim m'shtach v'lo were really being oved avodah zarah. And that Mordechai had a halachic obligation to be loyichrav loyishtachav, because otherwise he would have been oivet avodah zarah. In fact, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara. It's a chiddush that Rishonim don't quote us. But it's a mefurish gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, in Perek Arba Misois, Daf Samech Aleph on the base, and the gemaras that talk about the Isser avodah zarah. Says the gemara, Itmar, ha'oived avodas koychav me'ahav u'me'ira. If someone's oived avodah zarah me'ahav u'me'ira, somebody worships avodah zarah, but not because he believes in the avodah zarah, not because of some deep theological reason. Poshim me'ahav u'me'ira. Rashi, me'ahav as adam, u'me'ira as adam. He loves somebody, and therefore he's worshiping that person's avodah zarah, or he's afraid of somebody, and therefore he's worshiping that person's avodah zarah. Aber v'loy chashva b'liba be'alahus. Really, in his mind, he's not thinking avodah zarah. If someone acts as if he's being oved avodah zarah, but internally in his mind, nothing's really happening. Is he oved avodah zarah or not? Machlokes is Abaye v'Rava. Abaye Amar Chayev, Rava Amar Potter. Abaye Amar Chayev, it's real avodah zarah. Dapolch, you oved avodah zarah. Rava Amar Potter, ikabli aleh beliha ini loy loy. If you're physically mekabel for avodah zarah, it's considered avodah zarah. But if you're not physically mekabel for avodah zarah, in that instance, it's not going to be considered avodah zarah. So Abaye says, if someone's over me'ahav me'ira, he's an over avodah zarah. Rava says, if you're over me'ahav me'ira, you're not over avodah zarah. Listen to Rashi's lashon. Rava says, Potter, bein b'meiz bein b'shoigik laf kum avod. He did nothing. If someone's over avodah zarah, according to Rava, me'ahav me'ira, say garnish. So the Gemara brings a whole series of questions that Abaye asks Rava. We need one short question. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, you know, Amin Allah, how do I know that I'm right? How do I know that if someone's oved avodah zarah, even though he never had in mind, in his mind, avodah zarah, he didn't have a mi'as avodah zarah from a braisa. The Tanya, loisa shtachave lohem loisa avde. Says the braisa, lohem iat to mishtachave, avala to mishtachave lo adam kemoisa. You're allowed to bow down to a person. Like we said, there's nothing wrong with bowing down to a person. Now, yoch, alafilu nevet kahaman. You would think you're even allowed to bow down to someone that's an avodah zarah. Like, come on, Talmud loymar v'loysa avdeh. If a person makes himself into an avodah zarah, you're not allowed to bow down to him. It's going to be a sased abay. V'homa mi'ira havanevet. Haman The Yidden worship Meira, right? They weren't really interested in doing it. Why did they do it? They did a Meira. Rashi says, the Pasuk says clearly, Ki chein tzivu lei ha-melech. The only reason they're doing it is because the king commanded that they do it. And Afal Pikein, it's a braisa that says that if someone's a never like Haman, it'd be an Isra Avodah Zarah. That was a bias kasha to Rava. How could you, Rava, say that if someone's Avodah Zarah may have a Meira, it's not Avodah Zarah? You see that Haman was Avodah Zarah. It's a braisa. Yochel nevet ka Haman, Talmud Loimar. No, Haman is in the Pasuk. It's in the Aseret HaDibros Haman. That if someone would worship Haman, it'd be Avodah Zarah. So Tabaya, Haman, no one thought much of Haman, but at the same time, Kichin Tzivalei HaMelech. So the whole Haman is Me'ahava Me'ira. The Rava says, the Gemara, what's Rava going to answer? Kahaman V'loi Kahaman. Kahaman Di'iyu Gufei Avodah Kechavim. V'loi Kahaman Ilu Haman Me'ira V'chalab Me'ira. What the Gemara means when it says Nevet Kahaman, not that Haman itself was a problem, because everyone knows that people were worshipping Haman Meira. We just want to give a good example of someone that considered himself an Avodah Zarah. So the Bryce just wants to say something that everybody knows. Everyone knows of Haman, right? Who hasn't heard of Haman? So everyone knows who Haman was. Everyone knows that Haman was Avodah Zarah. Everybody was bowing down to him. So we're using Haman as an example. But you want to know if the Yidden that were Oved Haman, quote unquote, were Oved Avodah Zarah, they weren't. Why? Because they didn't have a Meira. But here's the punchline. Machloikis Abaya and Rava. Whether the Yidden that were bowing down to Haman, were they being Oved Avodah Zarah, or were they not being Oved Avodah Zarah? According to Abaya, yeah, because Oved Me'ahava Me'ira is an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, Skilo, it's Yehoru Gaval Yaver. Rava holds, Oved Me'ahava Me'ira is really not an Oved Avodah Zarah. According to Abaya, even though it was Me'ira, because the Pasuk then says, Kichein Tzivalei HaMelech, they were being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. According to Rava, when they were bowing down, they weren't being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So if that's the case, stellt sich a greise Frage. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav. Bishleib, according to Abaya, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav, because Avodah Zarah. You can't be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But according to Rava, it's anyways not Avodah Zarah. It's Me'ahava Me'ira. What was Rashi's Lashon when he described Hum, what he describes the Ovid Me'ahava Me'ira? The Lav Klum of it, it's nothing. So if it's nothing, what's Pasha Pshat? How could you understand Umardchai lo yichra v'lo yishtachava? How did he have a right to be lo yichra v'lo yishtachava? That's the obvious question. We have a related raid bite on this. There's no time to talk about this. But just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf that maybe is emes. And that is, at the very, very, very beginning of the daf, the Gemara asks the question, Ish Yehudi ha'yi b'shushan abira, Ushmai Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yemini. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, was he an Ish Yehudi or was he an Ish Yemini? Ish Yehudi sounds like he was from Shevet Yehuda. Ish Yemini sounds like he was from Shevet Binyamin. So the Gemara said, really, he was an Ish Yemini. You want to know what Shevet he came from? He came from Shevet Binyamin. He came from Shaul. He came from Rachel. He came from Shevet Yemini. But at the same time, why is he referred to as an Ish Yehudi? The reason he's referred to as an Ish Yehudi, said the Gemara, a whole bunch of different reasons. Maybe his mother was from Shevet Yehuda. One of the reasons the Gemara said was Rava Amar. Rava said, because Knesses Yisrael, they were Amrul the Idach Kisa. They would sit around in the street and they would tumul and they would say, Ra'u ma'asal Yehudi u'mashilim li Yemini. They would say, look at what Shevet Yehuda caused us, and look at what Shevet Binyamin caused us. Look at what Shevet Yehuda caused us. David HaMelech came from Shevet Yehuda. He could have killed Shimon ben Gera. Had he killed Shimon ben Gera, there would never have been a Mordechai. And they said at the same time, look what Shevet Binyamin did to us. Shaul came from Shevet Binyamin. Had he killed Agag, there would have never been a Haman. Rava said, the reason he's referred to as an Ish Yehudi is because the Oilam had tainas on Shevet Yehuda. Specifically, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kam. That's what they had tainas on. For the fact that David didn't kill Shimi Ben Geir. It's a fascinating Shitas Rava. Rava says that the Oilam was fatainet on David HaMelech for not killing Shimi Ben Geir, who caused Mordechai. In other words, they were very fatainet on Mordechai. Mordechai, I don't understand, what are you doing? You're provoking Haman. Who gave you a right to provoke Haman? And the truth is, when you read this Gemara, it's a Pella. What do you mean? Mordechai is provoking. Haman? Mordechai is shuldig? Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachav. He didn't want to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So why would Rava say this? Why would Rava attribute something which at first glance seems completely irrational? Hey, it's a Pasha you learn. These are Pasha, Mamish, the Litzani, Adar. These are the Gruen Sheva of the Ummah. And these are the people that are coming with this time. They're pointing fingers, not only on Mordechai, but even on David HaMelech. But the Teretz, I think, is it's Rava l'shitasoi. Rava who holds that a oivet me'ahavim mi'ira is not an oivet avodah zarah. So if a oivet me'ahavim mi'ira is not an oivet avodah zarah, so really, lav klum avad. Cholavdi ha'melech ha'sheh b'shar ha'melech k'ir m'shtachlim l'homan. They did nothing wrong. Ki chayt tzivalei ha'melech. The whole thing was mi'ira. K'homan abav v'loi k'homan. Because really, Haman is not an avad. So if that's the case, what's Mordechai doing? Mordechai lo yirch v'lo yishtachlim. Bow down to him. Lav klum avad. So you have to know what Mordechai's cheshbon was. And you really have to know. Because he put the entire national security at risk by going ahead and being lo yirchav lo yishtachav, and you have to be miyashavit. But one thing is clear, that Rav Shita in Shas is that when the Yidden were bowing down to Haman, they were doing nothing wrong. And Mordechai at Tzadik mi ikra din Shulchan Aruch, he could have done it 100%, it would have been no problem. Rav Lishitosa in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph on the days, who holds kahaman abe v'loi kahaman, that really, Haman, and the fact that the Yidden were bowing down to him did not constitute Avodah Zarah. So Rav Lishitosa, he said that Knesset Yisrael Amr Le'idach Yisa, that Ru'u Ma'aso Le'Yehudi, that look at David HaMelech caused Mordechai, someone that did something so controversial that he refused to, he had a Psach Cheshbon, I don't know what his Cheshbon was, but whatever it was, it certainly caused the entire Jewish nation to be at risk. That's why they came with Tainis. Rav Lishitosa, he holds that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. So he was Gairish, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, not Lishvach, like some of the other Amoraim were. But Lishitosa, he was the one Amora that was Gairish Likanai.